Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. Now, a tale of two circuses, one from the Arctic, the other from West Africa. The circuses came together in a movie that got its world premiere this month at the Independent Film Festival Boston. It was made by Northern Light Productions in Alston. It's called Circus Without Borders, and even though it's a film about the Big Top, the idea for it came from a local town tragedy. Susan Gray co-wrote and directed Circus Without Borders, Andrew Kakura edited and co-wrote it, and Linda Matchin produced it.
It started out as a Boston Globe story that I wrote. I'm a reporter for the Boston Globe, and it was a number of years ago, I think 2006, I went up to the Canadian Arctic. Being Canadian, I'm up there a lot, and I did a sort of a benign travel story about a community up there. But just by chance, something happened that really was what led to the film developing. In one tiny community that I was in, a young woman committed suicide. And she was only 19, and it was a very tiny community, and the ripple effects were pretty dramatic. You could see the heartbreak in everybody's face. And that got me thinking about suicide in the Arctic. I read up about it, and I came to find out that it was really an epidemic there among young people. And curiosity just drew me into the story more over the next couple of years, and that's when I learned that in another Canadian Arctic community called Igloolik, there was a circus that was formed by an acrobat, a Montreal acrobat, whose name is Guillaume Saladin.
Canadian Guillaume Saladin is one of the two extraordinary men the film profiles. The other is an equally charismatic and equally talented acrobat. He's from Guinea in West Africa. His name is Yemusa Bangora. We'll hear from him in just a bit. First, though, back to Canada.
As it turns out, the Inuit are perfectly skilled to be terrific acrobats because historically they are very agile. They've had to be because of hunting, and they're short and quick and just very, very strong.
And then we have this amazing link between the Inuit of northern Canada and these acrobats from West Africa in Guinea. And I think this would be a good time to bring in a part of the film, and maybe you can tell us about this person, Guillaume Saladin. This is the Canadian.
Well, what we're about to listen to and to see is a scene in which Guillaume Saladin and Yemusa Bangora, Guillaume being the one who grew up in the Arctic, Yemusa being the one who grew up in Guinea, how they met each other. And they are performers together in a Montreal circus called Cirque Loise. And they met each other and just instantly realized what a bond they had the first moment that they met.
Since the first day, I heard that there was a great acrobat from Guinea who was amazing. We didn't even shake hands, nothing. We started to do acrobatics together, and that was awesome. Instant bond. He started telling me he has his dream of going back to Guinea, start working with his brothers, try to bring other friends, family. And I was telling him, amen. That's exactly what I'm doing in the Arctic.
And did Yemusa Bangora's community in Guinea have some of the same problems that Guillaume's did in the Arctic? Andrew.
Guinea is one of the poorest countries. There was a great history of colonialization, very similar to the way the Canadian government sent students to residential schools in Guinea. The French government imposed French as the language when it was a colony. And then when they had independence, the economy was almost none.
Susan, you want to add something?
They were very positive individuals who did not want to speak about the problems of their communities. So even though it began with there's a problem of suicide in the Arctic, that was the last thing they wanted us to be telling. They didn't want to hear about the poor Inuit. They wanted to hear about the circus and the positive things that they were doing.
Yemusa was fortunate. He was lucky in that when he was 10 years old, a circus came through and they wanted tryouts for traditional Ghanaian acrobats. And through a lot of hard work and dedication, he was one of those who was selected.
And then we also hear from Yemusa himself. Maybe, Linda, you can provide the English translation because he's speaking in French.
La vie, c'est faut pas juste comme se tendre les bras, toutes les choses vont arriver.
What Yemusa is saying here is that life is not just opening your arms and then everything will come to you. It's about taking one step forward and pushing against all barriers. That's how things will change.
So what is he talking about there?
It's a reference to the fact that there are all sorts of do-gooders who come into the country and who try to help these impoverished people. But really, ultimately, it's up to the Ghanaians to help themselves. And that's really what his circus, Calabonte, is all about. He's taken kids who are orphans, kids who have no opportunity to go to school, and he's brought them into a school that he has formed called Calabonte, and he's teaching them that the only way forward for you is to take responsibility for your own life, and that's how things will change. That's how things will improve in Guinea.
Susan Gray.
You know, there's a real problem now in these kinds of communities where the young people are looking at a lot of media, and they're seeing the Western world, and they're seeing that the people look different than they do, and they dress different than they do, and they have a lot of things that they don't have, and it's really hard for self-confidence and leads to depression and some of the problems that we encountered in the communities. So the idea of these arts programs is to bring them back to their traditions and teach them who they are. I mean, both troops are dealing in countries where they're really at the bottom of the economic ladder and they don't have a lot of options. So they play off of what they have. Guillaume started his circus in an empty swimming pool that nobody was using up in Igloolik. Yamusa started his on a marsh that's flooded half the time. But with nothing, they really went from novices to making it to the world stage. So it was really a beautiful way of seeing them become proud of their traditions, showcase that to the world, and then take that back to their communities. And that's a really important part of this film.
Andrew, as the editor of this, how did you incorporate the music of both places?
I really wanted as much as possible to use film that was diegetic or was coming from the performers themselves, because music is such an important part of both circuses. My favorite piece of music in the film is when the Ghanaians were arriving in Montreal. This is the people that Yamusa brought from Guinea who had tried out and made it into Canada. In that scene, we start with a piece of music. We kind of introduce the notion of being in Montreal, and then we reveal that actually it's Yamusa singing the piece, and it's part of a performance that he's doing with the Ghanaians.
He's the circus performer and the musician,
yeah.
And a powerful figure.
Yeah.
So they set out to make a better life for these people on both sides. Has it helped?
It's absolutely helped. In both communities, so much has been accomplished because of the acrobats. In Guinea, the money that has been earned by the performers in the United States has been sent back, and a school is in the process of being built for young people to learn acrobatics and general academics. On the Arctic side, the acrobats have... Yes, they have earned money in their performances, but they've also developed a sense of resourcefulness in which they've built a black box theater in Igloolik, in which acrobats from all over the world come and perform for the kids there and teach the kids and inspire them. And kids are staying in school, and they are seeing a future for themselves, whereas before, as they explained to us, there just was no hope.
Actually, we can see some of these performers now.
Yes, absolutely. Some of the Ghanaian performers that Yamusa works with in Guinea were able to get into a circus called Cavalia, which is an equestrian circus.
Touring the U.S.
Yes.
So here they are on different continents with the same purpose, mm-hmm. to try and help the communities around them and the people around them escape from what were really dire situations.
It's two groups who could not be more opposite. Yamusa is short and he's black and he has dreads, and Guillaume is tall and he's white and he's bald. The Arctic is the north and cold, and Guinea is hot and really extroverted. And they're really best friends, and they're on the same journey.